Chapter 7 The Window. Utterson and his friend Enfield are taking their usual Sunday walk. At the end of their long walk, they pass through the side street again, and they pass by the old building with no windows. They stop and look at its old wooden door. They both think of Hyde at that moment. "I remember Hyde going in through that door and coming back with a check to give to the poor girl's father," says Enfield. "I am glad he is gone now. His terrible story is finally over. We will never see him again." "I hope we don't," says Utterson. And then he remembers something important. He says, "This old building is connected to Jekyll's house. Did you know that?" "That means this old door is the back way to his laboratory," says Enfield. "Yes, there is a court behind this house. Let's go there and look at Jekyll's windows," Utterson suggests. "Maybe we can see Jekyll." So they walk to the court. One of the laboratory windows is half open. Utterson says, "Look, Jekyll is sitting in front of that window." They both look up. Dr. Jekyll seems sad and pale, like a prisoner. "Jekyll, are you feeling better? I am worried about you," Utterson shouts.
"I am feeling depressed," answers Jekyll. "I hope it doesn't last long."
"You always stay in that room, that's why," says Utterson to Jekyll. Then he says, "Come down and join us. We can walk together."
"I would like to, but it is not possible. I must stay here," says Jekyll. "But I am very glad to see you. It is a pleasure for me. I am sorry I can't invite you, because the place is very messy."
"Don't worry, Henry. We can stay here and speak to you from here."
"That's a very good idea. You are so kind," says Jekyll with a smile. But suddenly, there is a look of horror and misery on his face. He quickly shuts the window. He disappears behind it. Enfield and Utterson are shocked. There is something wrong with Jekyll. Their faces become pale with worry and horror.